This is an executive summary of can you refinance before or after a 1031 exchange? Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. One of real estate's great advantages is that you can pull cash out of a property by refinancing without paying tax. A loan isn't taxable income. This makes refinancing an attractive way to access equity, and investors naturally wonder how it interacts with a 1031 exchange. Can you refinance the relinquished property before selling it to pull out cash, then still do the exchange? Can you refinance the replacement after buying it? The answers turn on timing and on the risk that the IRS recharacterizes the refinance as a disguised cash out of the exchange, taxable boot. Refinancing too close to the exchange, especially before the sale, can draw step transaction scrutiny, while refinancing the replacement well after the exchange is generally the safer path. This guide walks through the timing, the boot and step transaction risks, and the strategies that let you access cash without jeopardizing the deferral. Refinancing the relinquished property before you sell it, pulling cash out via a new larger loan shortly before the exchange, is the riskier of the two scenarios. The appeal is obvious: you'd access the cash tax-free, a loan isn't income, then do the exchange, seemingly getting both the cash and the deferral. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.